This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are new test results from the coronavirus outbreak at the state prison in Sterling. More than 200 inmates have tested positive. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Now the director of the Department of Corrections is trying to figure out how to move forward, how to keep the infection on the east side, which is where the outbreak is, how to keep the guards safe. You know, this isn't just about the inmates, it's about the staffers. Corrections officials told me at the end of last week there were 125 guards out on quarantine.
Justice reporter Allison Sherry. Colorado's casinos are closed indefinitely as sports betting becomes legal on May 1st for the first time in Colorado. Gamblers will make wagers remotely. David Farahi at Monarch Casino in Blackhawk says to expect a muted rollout.
The challenge with sports betting launching on Friday is not even as much that the casinos are closed, because I think most betting would have come through mobile apps, but it's that there's no sports to bet on. And so without sports to bet on, what's the point?
Some casinos are offering bets on more obscure sports like sumo wrestling or Eastern European ping pong. Farahi says he's not optimistic about seeing a lot of betting until mainstream sports start back up. Denver's Dragon Boat Festival is canceled because of COVID-19. The event at Sloan's Lake was scheduled for the end of July. It's been running for nearly 20 years, and organizers say they hope to bring it back next year. Aspen City Council has passed new rules on 5G technology to require phone carriers to provide annual reports so it can determine potential health effects. The Aspen Times reports Verizon objected to the rules, saying they violate federal law. This is CPR News.